At what moment did this go from kind of just being a funny talent that you had to actually being a career for you?
The moment I got my first paycheck.
And when was that?
Yeah. That was at the library, when they started saying, do more of the noises, put the noises in the radio show, you know, get crazy with it. You know, they said, because the story time that used to be going on at the library initially, and this is going out into Wyoming, you know, in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. you know, was like War of the Worlds. Boys and girls, War of the Worlds. Alien ship came out of the sky and landed on the ground. And the alien came out and used his melt ray. Yeah, so it was very
not a lot of action.
Yeah. And the kids are like going, okay, let's snap it up. So I started doing sounds in it and making it crazy. Like the alien ship came out of the sky and landed on the ground. You know, the door opened up and an alien came out. Used his melt ray gun on everyone. And they all screamed.
So this was a library radio show?
Yeah, it was a library radio show. We had a story time on Saturday morning because outlying communities were a good 40, 50 miles away.
Sure.
So kids would tune in, just like in Australia, the radio of the air or the school. So they'd tune in on their radio station and hear a story time. And we did everything. We did classics. We did like The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. And then we did standard stuff like Go Dog, Go. You know, which I snapped that up a little bit. You know, the go dog, go. I put a nice beatbox track into Go Dog Go.
But you're originally from the South?
Yeah, I'm originally from the Floribama region.
And how has that influenced you or inspired you in your work?
Oh, just the rowdiness. I think the overall rowdiness. I remember my friends, my relatives, they were all just really rowdy. And the way they would tell a story was very animated. They used lots of sound effects. And I think kids respond to that because they have that sense of wonder anyway. You know, they just love noises. And I kind of take that everywhere I go. But I always love coming back down south because I think people, you know, we relate better. I love Seattle, but they're very quiet up there. And I have to scale it way back for them.
Do you think kids ever have a deeper experience through your performances? Like they learn that they have a voice of their own, or it's okay to play, or you can have fun without having fancy toys?
Yeah. I think all of that. I think the kids see that you can retain your imagination and still be an adult. You know, I'm in my 40s, and I know sometimes kids think, oh, grown-ups are boring. You know, I'm a representative. I'm representing
the
adult.
Rest of us.
Yes. Saying, you know, it's cool. You write down your ideas. I show them my journals. I say, you know, I'm always sketching. I'm recording sounds. I'm writing, you know, I get an idea. I write it down. I develop it. I try it out on the kids. And they respond to that. You know, that kind of, I hope, gives them the confidence to try it out on their own. Because that's what writers do, that's what performers do, that's what musicians do. I think if you're an artist, everybody does that.
Was there a particular moment where you made a sound really well or really accurately and you realized that you had a special talent by the way people reacted to it?
Yeah. When I started doing rain, the sound of rain, I didn't even know I could make that sound. But it's a layered sound effect. I think in your mic here, it might sound cool. It's like two sounds. It's... Does it sound like rain? Or does it just sound like somebody going, smacking his lips and
if I close my eyes, it sounds like rain.
Okay,
It'll sound like rain on the radio.
Don't look at me. I'm doing the sounds. Yeah, and that's a noise when you do it into a microphone. And the kid's like, whoa, that sounds real. And I went, ooh, okay, I got something here. Yeah.
So you weren't a small child when you realized that you had this special talent.
Oh, well, I didn't consider it a special talent when I was in school because when you're getting in trouble for something, it's not really talent. They don't tell you it's a talent anyway. They're like, you need to knock off the sounds in the classroom. Humor is not funny. You're distracting other children. You know, so I was always kind of scared and I didn't really realize it was a talent till afterwards, you know.
So do you have any favorite Louisiana sounds or swamp sounds?
I get a lot of sound. Well, even today at the library today at Carver, there was a little girl who was asking for an alligator noise. And I kind of had to dive back into that, right?
What does an alligator sound like?
Yeah, I was thinking they make kind of a roar and then a hissing noise and then kind of a gurgly sound. Like when they open their mouths wide and go... and then they go...
Did you like that?
Yeah, I think so. She's like, yeah, you even look like an alligator, too. You have to get
into it. Flattering. Yeah. Is the crowd any different here in Baton Rouge than elsewhere?
Well, you know, every place has its own culture and idiosyncrasies. I don't think it's too different from anywhere else, other than the fact that I think I can get away with a lot more what I consider Southern humor than, say, you know, Oregon. But no, I don't think so. I think, they seem to be, they're a fun bunch. They're ready to go. They come in and they're like, all right, show me the noises. Noise guy. Let's get the show on the road.
So speaking of which, I had a couple nursery rhymes here. I thought maybe I could slowly read through one or two.
Of course.
And maybe you could do the sound effects
I'll
for us.
I'll be the ambience guy for you.
Okay. Old Mother Hubbard. Went to the cupboard. To get her poor doggy a bone.
Oh boy, I'm getting a bone.
When she got there.
Almost there.
The cupboard almost was bare.
Uh-oh, I've got to go to Costco.
So the poor little doggy had none.
It's like a sad story, isn't it? The kid's like,
it is really sad. That's the most entertaining way I've ever heard it, though. Okay, let's do one more.
Okay.
Little Miss Muffet.
La 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 la.
Sat on a tuffet.
What is a tuffet anyway?
I don't know exactly.
Well, that's a tuffet noise.
Maybe
there.
We don't make them anymore.
Yeah, it was a whoopee cushion.
She was eating her curds and whey.
Love those curds and whey.
Along came a spider. And sat down beside her. And frightened Miss Muffet away.
Spider, yeah. A spider doesn't even have to make a noise to frighten
That's
her.
Right.
It's just like...
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you want to add anything else?
You want me to showcase a bunch of sounds? Do like my...
Like a montage?
Yeah, like my favorite noises. You know,
sure.
Do it like a little kind of running... Let's see.
Sure. Yeah. What are some of your favorite noises, your star performers?
Right. It's not really I think some of my favorite noises aren't really the loud, like, you know, the train sound, you know, the... I mean, that's an impressive sound. That's not my favorite sound. My favorite sound are those weird noises that you take for granted, like the foaming brush at the car wash. You ever stop to really kind of listen to that thing? It has the pink foam.
Mm-hmm.
You're scrubbing the car, and when you put the money in... And it just goes... It's kind of scary because it's like you're walking your car.
And you
this...
only have 10 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever it is.
It's an Olympic event.
Right.
You've got this rabid brush and you're trying to keep your car clean with that. So, you know, stuff like that. Like the bank tube that brings the money back at the drive-thru. You know, I just love that sound. It goes... It sounds like something from Star Trek, how you're supposed to travel through space. You get into a little pod and go.
So what strikes me is that you're always listening, and I think most of us don't really do that. I think I pay a little bit more attention to my surroundings because I'm used to going out with a microphone and recording people, and so I'm kind of paying attention to ambient sounds, but not really directly.
Well, yeah, and since it's also your passion too, I think, you know, because you have to get audio for what you do. So I think you're going to have a special ear for it. And kids are like that as well because it's still new to them. You know, whereas adults are like, bah. You know, like, for example, you know, you go to the airport. Say, oh, we got to go to the airport today. And the adults are miserable because they know it's going to be miserable. The kids are like, we can ride an airplane? And they love the sounds. They're listening and they're trying to imitate. Well, the adults don't even hear it anymore. And all the different noises of the... All the intercom stuff. Now paging Mr. Williams. And just all the noises that adults take for granted. The kids have this great sense of wonder. You know, so they're always listening and always imitating. And it gets me in trouble sometimes because I'll mimic everything I hear. If I'm at a restaurant and somebody behind me has this weird laugh, I'll just automatically imitate it and they'll think I'm mocking them.
Well, you are in a way.
Yeah, in a way. I'm like, oh, I got to record that. So they think I'm making fun of them, and I've had a few close calls.
Do you think we could all have a lot more fun if we paid a little more attention to the sounds around us?
I think so. I was doing some studying on this. You know, our vocal cords are amazing. Yeah, if you have a parrot, a pet parrot will play with sound effects, but their vocal cords are so simple. We have the best, you know, communication skills on the planet, I believe, and we should be using it to its full potential. But you don't hear a lot of people, you know, going in speech, you know, or not getting slapped anyway, or to use it to describe something that happened to you. Oh, my cat woke me up this morning. He was going. Really takes you there. We should use that more often, I think.
Did you want to give us any more sounds?
Oh, no. Let's see. What's another fun noise? Oh, sound of somebody blowing up a balloon. Like when you go through the Safeway mm-hmm. or the supermarket. Somebody's going. And to a kid, that's an exciting noise because they're getting their own pet balloon. But it's also traumatizing because if they blow it up too big, it goes. And something else fun you can do with a balloon is a little balloon opera. You take the knot out and go. Oh, I could ramble on for hours. let me just do a montage for you. Let me do water noises for you. That's the dripping faucet, of course. Here's the power toilet at Walmart. I'll just say this is the power toilet. And here's a babbling brook. Hi, my name is Brooke. Anyway, you would not believe what happened to me that I was like freaking out. Okay. Now babbling brook's like. I am available for audio vacations. You know, if you want to go to the ocean, I can just stand there and do the noises for you and take you there to the. If you can't get to the beach, I can recreate it audio-ly for you.
Question is, would it be cheaper?
No.
Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.